Happy Monday, guys. It's Alexis and Samantha. We're back with another episode of an Extra Dose podcast. In case you guys are new listeners, we are the bloggers behind A Double Dose. And we do, it's kind of confusing. Some people don't realize we have our own Instagram accounts at alexis.bellbell and at Samantha Bellbell. And our blog is adoubledose.com. In case you guys didn't catch that, we're twins. So we are identical twins and we live in Dallas. If you guys have not catched, or have not catched, have not caught. Have not caught our first episode, which we talked a little bit more about ourselves and our background. You can listen to that in episode one. And we also made an Instagram account, which is at an Extra Dose podcast. And you can catch all of the info on our previous episodes, as well as links to stuff we've talked about, and we also share them all on our blog. So it's a lot of information, but I hope it's helpful in case you guys have missed anything that we've talked about. I know we cover a lot of topics on here, and then I get DMs about something and I'm like, I try to direct you guys to the podcast so you guys can listen to them more easily through there and kind of hear. I think it's better to hear someone talk about something rather than like go read it somewhere. I'm more of like a listener.
Maybe people are like annoyed. They're like, I don't want to listen to you guys yap for an hour. But
it's like I can share more. I'm not just like, here's the link. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But
well, we just got back from a really fun trip to Mexico. If you guys follow us, you probably saw we didn't post a ton when we were there.
I feel like everyone, like, I went to the doctor today and they're like, oh, like, you were in Mexico. Was that where you were, like, a couple weeks ago? I'm like, yeah. Like, I've been living there.
It was a month ago.
I've been living there, basically.
I mean, I'd be fine living
there. I should have just stayed there.
I'd be fine living there, honestly. But people always say, if you're by the beach, you never go. Which, I feel like I'd go every day, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, we were on a trip to Mexico for our 27th birthday. Our birthday was last Wednesday. And we were in Cabo with our mom. And it was super fun. She had never been to Mexico before. Well, she had been to Mexico when we were in high school, but we had been going to Mexico, and she honestly was like, when we were starting to go, like, probably, like, last year, the year before, she was like, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's really unsafe. But we were like, no, it's, like, we read articles, obviously. Who hasn't read all the articles about Mexico being unsafe? But I was like, I really want to go. It's super easy to get to. They have, you know, great hotels, great food, and I was like, I'm still going to go, whether you like it or not, basically. But she was kind of against it because they, of course, they had read so many articles and they were like, it's not safe. But we still went, and obviously we had a great time on all these trips. It's been perfectly safe for us. We haven't had any moments where we've doubted or feared for our safety, because I have gotten a lot of DMs about people like, is it safe? I'm really worried. We're going to cancel our trip. We only know what to do. And I'm like, I have not had any bad experiences at all there. Obviously, you need to make smart decisions when you're there. I would not recommend getting totally smashed and, like, hopping into a car. Like, that's probably, I mean, in any country, that's probably not a good idea. But I kind of wanted to talk about a little bit our experience this past year. We had some fun, not really funny, but it was quite the experience.
Just say everything's an adventure.
Everything is an adventure, especially in our world. I don't know why, but keeps it exciting. I will say that. So we got there Monday. Our birthday, like I said, our birthday was Wednesday. We were staying at the Grand Villas in Los Cabos, which is really a beautiful resort. We stayed at the one in Riviera Maya, which we have a blog post on in case you missed it. But they're all gorgeous properties and they're all very similar. But like I said, Monday we got there. Tuesday was really nice. We laid by the pool. Wednesday was our birthday, and I don't know if you guys saw the news, but Cabo, Mexico is getting a horrible hurricane.
Category 4
hurricane right in the middle of our trip. And, of course, we weren't going to – I mean, I didn't even notice it till we got there, to be honest. We got a travel alert from American Airlines saying, like, oh, there's going to be there might be some travel issues if you want to – like, they had no change fee or something if you want to change your flight. And I was like, nah, it'll be fine.
Like, no, we're not leaving
early. No, I mean, they weren't that concerned about it. So then Wednesday, it started getting overcast, and I was, like, kind of worried because we were going to this really cool restaurant called Flora Farms. If you guys have been to Cabo before, you probably have heard of it. And let me just say, the hype is real. It was amazing. I can see people. I was like, yeah, we were kind
of
like.
One time we had a driver, like a couple years ago, we were in Cabo, and he's like, it's overrated. Everyone goes there. It's just because celebrities go there, which we'll have another story about that later.
I mean, let me just say, I mean, I love organic. I love healthy. I like farm to table. So that was definitely my kind of spot. If you're not into that, you probably won't care. You're probably just going to want, I want Mexican food, but this is not Mexican food. This is like, you don't even feel you're in Mexico. It's like this really gorgeous farm. And it's all farm to table. They grow all their own vegetables, meats, dairy. Like they grow everything there, and everything's made from the stuff on their farm. And like you can have weddings, you can have like all the kinds of events there. But they have just amazing food. And they made our birthday. We went there for our birthday. And the whole thing is it's outside, so like if it rains, they'll close. So we were worried the whole time. I was like, great, now I have to find somewhere else to eat. And luckily it worked out. The stars all aligned. We made it to Flora Farms for dinner. We even spotted Simon Cowell while we were there.
My sister. That's what I was saying, celebrity.
Yeah.
So, hold on. I have to give a little backstory.
Okay, you're cutting me off. As usual.
Sorry, before we continue, with Simon Cowell. So, we were sitting at the table, and Alexis will go back into the meal since I interrupted her. But my mom's back was to Simon Cowell, and Alexis and I were facing him. And I saw him walk by, and I was like, God, that looks just like Simon Cowell. And, like, no one even flinched. No one cared. Either they didn't realize it was him, or just no one cared. But I was like, God, that looks just like him. I mean, his hair looked a little more gray, and he honestly looked really short. He was wearing his typical, like, t-shirt and, like, baggy jeans. And I right away Googled it, because I was like, I don't watch, like, all the shows he's on, but I remembered he had a son. And I was like, okay. So I Googled it, and I was like, yeah, that looks just like the son I saw. And I was like, but I don't want to be wrong, as usual. So I was like, maybe it wasn't him. I don't know. Then, like, an hour later, he came back around, and he came back around and someone said, and he must have said thank you to the chef thank you to the waiter. And then all of a sudden, this table of girls noticed him, and they, like, everyone went nuts. Everyone's eyes went straight to him, and of course, everyone realized it was him. And he was, like, very gracious. He took a picture, and he, like, comes off as, like, this mean guy on the show, but he's, like, he looked so nice in person. He seemed really nice, but he definitely was wearing his typical outfit.
Yeah, he looked exactly the same.
It was so weird to see him.
And, I stuck in a little photo trying to get his face. I did. I successfully got one.
Yeah, I'm the one who found it, and then you got the photo.
Yeah, because I'm just quick. Yeah. What can I say? So, yeah, the food, they made our birthday so special. They had, like, a little sign for us that said, happy birthday, twins, or something like that. And they had, I mean, the food. We got, like, this vegetable plate that was, like, amazing as an appetizer. It had all different kind of vegetables, which, of course, we were all about. And then we got shishito peppers.
Shishito.
I don't know how to say it. You're laughing at me.
It sounded weird when you said it.
And then we had, of course, I had roasted chicken. It was so good. I couldn't even finish it, which says a lot. I was busting out of my skirt.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Wait, I'll get to that in a second. The roasted chicken, I was so full. And then you got roasted cauliflower. I was, like, busting out of my skirt. I literally couldn't fit one more.
What was I wearing?
You were wearing a loose dress.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I couldn't fit one more ounce of food in my mouth. But then they came out with two desserts for our birthday, and then I somehow managed to fit more in my skirt.
Oh, I had room for that.
I thought I couldn't fit anymore. I literally kept shoveling food down. I was like, I can't. So they gave us a chocolate cake, which was amazing, and then a carrot cake. I will usually, like, order dessert. I'll take a couple bites, and I can't stop myself easily, but this time, all bets are off. I can stop eating it. We finished both desserts.
Like, our mom was laughing because
we never finished desserts like that. I literally couldn't stop eating it. I was like, I don't know, just because I haven't had sugar in a while. I just, like, was going crazy. I mean, they were amazing. They just tasted. I mean, they tasted so fresh, and, like, they weren't, like, dry. I don't know. It was just, like, a good, very good dessert. And then, we had leftover chicken because I was so full I couldn't eat it, which is surprising for me. We boxed it up. We got in the cab, and of course Samantha left it in the cab. The poor cab driver probably.
What was his name? Jose.
Jose probably found some chicken left over the next day, and probably like, what is this smell? It was my chicken that I wanted to eat.
And my mom was like, "You're staying all inclusive. Why do you need extra chicken?"
It was freaking Alexis good.
Alexis literally acted like I committed some kind of crime because I left it in the. She was so upset.
Yeah, because the next day. I really wanted to eat it, and I couldn't have it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, it was really sad. But I've had a lot of people asking about Mexico, like I said. Is it safe? Like, what do you guys use for cars and transportation? Where do you guys eat? So my recommendation for Cabo and really for any place in Mexico, I haven't been to that many, but I would say, for one, we usually fly American just because it's direct, a direct flight for us from DFW, but from Dallas. But I know Southwest flies there. We haven't flown them yet to Mexico, but I know if you're more of a Southwest person, they do fly there. Their airport is actually pretty nice. It's really, like, updated, and they have several restaurants in it. So, like, if you're at the airport for a while, you can find, like, Subway and stuff to eat there. They have... I would recommend when you get there, we usually, I mean, they have cabs there, but they usually, but we would, I mean, I would recommend just bypassing all that and booking a car transfer online before you get there. So you can just, like, literally Google car transfer combo or wherever you're going, and you can book one online, like, with PayPal or with your credit card, and it's perfectly safe. They're usually very friendly. They'll email you with, like, your reservation and give you instructions, and they're all sitting, excuse me, when you're standing outside. When you land and you get your baggage, they're all, like, waiting with little signs, and then they're, like, very helpful. They're all very sweet, and then they usually will take you in, like, in a van or a Suburban to your hotel, which is, like, super easy. You don't have to worry about anything. Our hotel was, like, 30 minutes away, and so we did the car transfer for that. When we went to Flora Farms, we did use a cab, which was perfectly safe. Like, if you're going somewhere where it's, like, populated, you don't have to worry about, like, not being safe. And the only part I would be, like, a little more reserved about is if you're going, like, to the downtown part, like, at night and you're, like, going to be drinking, like, I probably wouldn't go get in a van somewhere just because you don't – I mean, that's probably fine, but I'd be on the safer side and have, like, a driver or something. If you're there during the day, I would really recommend going, like, to the downtown, like, town area. It's really fun to walk around. They have little shops and vendors, and they have, like, really good restaurants, like, and they're very inexpensive. We usually stay in all-inclusive, so obviously all the food and drinks are paid for. It's just easier, especially if you're going with a group of friends, because everything's paid for. You don't have to worry about splitting bills. I just think it's, for me, it's, I don't drink a lot, but I like the food aspect. I can order whatever I want and not finish it and not be worried about it. You can order room service whenever you want, which is, like, super nice. And as far as restaurants go, I haven't eaten a ton, but I've been to Las Guacamayas in a past trip, which is really good. It's, like, in the downtown area. Los Tres Gallos, which is, I feel like it's kind of touristy, but...
Oh, sorry. Whipping these
I know. Out. I just whipping them out. I have a good memory. And I
don't... Stirred the little accent, too.
Yeah. And then, of course, like, we went to Flora Farms. There's another place called Edis that someone was telling me about. It was very similar. And then... There was another one.
What's that on the sunset? What is that? No.
Yeah.
Sunset, it's just like, I don't know. It's good for the view. I think but our hotel had good views anyway.
Sunset de Mona Lisa, but there's another one that was another farm to table, but I can't remember what it was called. But yeah, they have really good, I mean, incredible food. Our hotel had good food too. So, like, if you don't want to leave the hotel, that's totally fine too. Yeah, so I would do the car service. The airport, like, is not busy. You don't need to get there, like, 3 hours ahead of time. That's, like, totally unnecessary.
They'll tell you, too.
And speaking of airports, we had quite the travel experience coming back. We were supposed to fly back Friday, but when we got the weather alert, we're like, I don't know. Then our hotel, just because of the weather and all the advisories from the government, they had to put, like, tarps on all the balconies to protect from any of the winds and stuff coming flying into the rooms. It was not that bad. But our hotel, the lobby was just an all open room, all open space. And so the water and the wind, it was just, like, flying everywhere. So we had to have breakfast in a different restaurant than normally. So they were all, like, flustered. And then the spa was closed, the gym was closed, just because of their location in the hotel. So literally, there was nothing to do there but eat and drink all day, which would have been fine if you were outside. But I'm not going to sit in the room all day and, like, pay a bunch of money. So we decided to change our flight because all the other flights had taken off before ours. So we change our flight, we go to the airport, we do all that. Then only to find out after waiting 4 hours that our flight is going to be canceled because they couldn't land the plane. Which, better safe than sorry, but it was very frustrating. So we had to go get all of our luggage in the baggage claim, book a new flight, get a new taxi. I mean, it was like a shithole in there. Like, people were just, everyone was...
A shithole? It was a...
Sorry, not shithole is the wrong word. It was whatever the word is.
It was a mess.
So we finally got back to our hotel and had to repeat all this on Friday when the weather was perfectly fine, which was kind of depressing. But
it's a lot easier to leave when it's, like, all gross out.
Yeah. So we eventually made it back. It was a really fun trip. already want to go back to Cabo, but yeah, those are my tips for Cabo, because I know a lot of people were asking me questions while we were there, like where we're staying, what would you do for transportation, is it safe? So hopefully that helps on that topic.
Okay, so on that note, we're going to talk about what we do to eat on travel. What we're going to talk about, what we do to stay healthy on an airplane. Sorry, I got all tongue-tied. It's been a long day for us.
We say that all the time. But we, I always, almost always bring some kind of snack or food with me on the plane. And people are always like, can you even travel with food? I'm like, yeah, you totally can. It's obviously you buy in the airport, but I know obviously through security people are always like, can you do that? And I'm like, yes, you definitely can do it. So what I usually do, it depends on how long the flight is, but usually it's like at least a couple hours. I need to eat something, and I'm not going to eat those gross snacks on the plane. I mean, they're not gross. Some of them aren't gross. Well, but I'm not going to eat pretzels, or that's not going to fill me up, for one, and it's not nutritious for me. But they do have like some stuff you can buy, like hummus and stuff, but I need something a little bit more, like, more substance than that. So I'll usually, either in the airport, I'll buy something, or I will bring stuff like raw veggies. You can bring raw veggies with, like, hummus, or just raw veggies to snack on by itself. So I'll bring that, and then you can also bring, like, a fruit or, like, a banana or something that won't get smushed in your bag. I would say, I'm trying what else. Sometimes I'll just bring like a Tupperware of food, like literally like chicken.
Yeah, I mean, and if you have leftovers in your fridge that are gonna go bad, you might as well use them instead of throwing them away. Just take them with you, and you might as well use those instead of them throwing them away and having them go to waste. I mean, they will let you take food on. Everyone always asks me that. They will let you take on a full meal on the plane. I've once taken a whole roasted chicken on there. I'm not afraid to say that I've done that before. Everyone on the plane, I got one from Eatsies, and everyone from the plane was like admiring how good it smelled. It was really hard to cut, I will admit, with a plastic fork and knife, but it was tasty, and I was full when we landed. I probably ate 10 meals after we arrived, but
yeah, so you can bring stuff like, obviously, like I said, the raw vegetables. I'm sorry, our dog, Lucy, is growling. I don't know why she's growling in the background. She's in the mirror. She doesn't think she's attractive. I would say, obviously, like I said, the raw vegetables, so stuff like carrots, bell pepper, celery, jicama. You could bring stuff, like I said, like bananas, apples, or oranges. Or you could put stuff in containers, too, like if you want to bring, like, berries or something. Also, good stuff like is, like, the protein bars. I would recommend, we have a whole blog with some protein bars, but the Quest bars, RX bars, I'm trying to think of other bars. What were the other bars you were using that were plant-based?
Oh, shoot. No cow bars.
You could bring stuff like that. Obviously, some raw nuts. They always have those in the airport, too, like almonds or peanuts or cashews you could bring. And if you're bringing a meal, obviously bring in a Tupperware. You can definitely bring those. You can bring you can make your own sandwich. If you're in the airport and you don't know what to buy, I would always, like, they usually have Subway. They have salads there. And you can just add, like, turkey or something like that. Or you can get a sandwich and then just, like, take the bread off or eat one of the pieces of bread. I mean, the airports usually have healthy options. You just have to be creative. I would not recommend getting on a plane with nothing at all, because you're going to be starving and you're going to end up eating like 10 packets of those cookies or whatever they give out, and then you're not going to feel well. And on the plane, I like to order a sparkling water, the Dasani lime. They're really good.
They might give you club soda. Yeah. I mean, it just has a little bit more sodium, but
yeah, so that's how we stay healthy. I mean, I think it's always good to have some kind of snack backup options in your bag just for throughout the trip, especially if you're not staying all-inclusive, just so you can have something if you get hungry in the middle of the day, just because I get the munchies and I want to eat. So I'm trying to be
Yeah, I always prepared. Have, like, some almonds or some sliced almonds in a bag, or, like saying, some kind of protein bar or, like, something you can snack on, or maybe, like, a fruit or something just in case. I mean, you can't bring that in when you're flying international, just to put that out there. You can't, like, enter countries with fruit and stuff like that, so you need to eat that.
Yeah, make sure you eat it up.
You don't want to get caught with that, but you can eat it on the plane. Just get rid of it before.
Oh, I mean, whoops, I messed up. I mean, if you're in Mexico, you can't be taking snacks with you like that. Like, I mean, fruits and shit.
You can if you eat it on the plane.
Right, but I was saying throughout the trip, you can't.
Oh, yeah. You can buy it while you're there.
Yeah, so I would definitely recommend being on the more prepared side than not, because you don't want to be hangry. And no one wants to hang around me when I'm hangry, no, that's for sure.
No one does. Trust me on that.
Speaking of being hangry, I have been trying to make an effort of being more relaxed, which is a struggle for me. Struggle city. I am like the most anxious person. And it's something I've been suffering. I mean, we're both very high anxiety. But we have been like trying to figure out different ways in the morning that we can be more relaxed, because I will immediately get up in the morning, check my phone, check my email, check Instagram, and that's like the worst thing I could do, because I just immediately am stressed. I wake up and I think of everything I have to do in the day, and that's just not a good thing, a good way to start the day. So I have been trying different meditating apps, and to be honest, I'm just like hadn't found one that I really liked, because I was like, I'd get bored. I didn't know what, you know, I was like, I'm overthinking this. I can't shut my brain off. But somebody recommended the Calm app to me, and I've been using it, and I really like it. We both have been sticking to it. How many weeks now?
It's been like two or three.
Two or three weeks, which is the longest I've ever done like a meditating thing. I've obviously done other stuff for that long, habits, but this is like, it's still a work in progress, but it's become kind of a ritual for me. Like, I don't want to break the streak, so like I will even on our trip we were doing it. Our mom was like dying laughing. She's like, I can't believe you're doing this. But I'm like, it is just like, it's 10 minutes for me to just like kind of trying to turn my brain off. I'm not gonna lie, I get up in the morning, I still look at my phone, but then I'll do it.
It's a start.
Yeah, it's so like what it is, it's like a guided meditation. This lady, her voice is so calming, and it's the same voice every time. So I like that. I don't like the ones that change all the time, because I'm like, I don't know what I'm going
to
get.
Yeah, I feel like for a habit, you need to get used to someone or like hearing something.
So they talk about, they kind of walk you through it, and you do like probably like 5 or 6 minutes or maybe longer of just like breathing and stuff. And then she goes like into a topic that's like really useful and kind of sets the tone for the day. I really like it. So I've been doing that. I don't know if it's something that can be any calmer, but it's something that I'm trying to do for myself. So if any of you guys are trying to look for something to kind of start your day, I would recommend trying the Calm app. I mean, you have to pay, like, not a lot. It's, like, a little fee, right?
Yeah, I think it's, like, $50 or $60 for the year.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
But you get it for free.
Yeah, for a week, a trial. Yeah. So and then it, like, reminds you to do it every day. So and it has a little quote at the end.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
So I really like it. I would recommend it to any guys who are trying.
Over time, you get the whole idea behind it. You breathe a lot, which, as you know, when you provide oxygen you're providing oxygen to your brain, because you're not like so stressed out. Even if you shut your eyes, think about it. If you just lay down and shut your eyes for a while, you get a massage thing. You're like really focusing on. Your mind shouldn't wander as much, and you're really not. You're trying to let you know when you do yoga. The whole practice is letting your mind, letting things go that don't serve you. Breathing.
You sound so yogi like.
I know.
Ooh.
Trying. You're focused on taking a lot of deep breaths, which, as you know, that really calms you down. You know, if you're stressed out, everyone says take a deep breath. That provides oxygen to your brain, which helps also. And the whole idea of it is, as you go, the more you do it, you're supposed to become more mindful about everything you're doing during the day, like eating, you know, on walks, like the whole thing is about being present, just like the whole topics in yoga. You're supposed to be present, mindful, and you're supposed to use that approach to your whole everyday life. But the whole thing is, you can think about it kind of like when you're like, kind of like as a workout or something like what you're doing, you're doing something for yourself. So you have these, like, for example, this Calm app, you have 10 minutes, you can do it more often, more than once a day, but I feel like 10 minutes a day is tangible to everyone. They think that they can do it. It's 10 minutes a day, and you have those 10 minutes to yourself. So like whether you're a mom, you're a student, you're stressed out at work, you're whatever, you can tell yourself, I have these 10 minutes, I don't have to do anything but focus on what the app's telling me to do. And honestly, like, I find myself, I don't know if it's because I'm tired in the morning or if I just am getting used to it, where I just kind of like zen out. Sometimes my mind wanders a million times, and they tell you, which I like, because they tell you, like, okay, if you're wandering, like, come back to the breath or whatever. But it does make me, like, have been times that I'm, like, really, like, zenned out. And at least, I mean, if I go back to it 10 minutes, like, right after it happens, where I'm stressed out and high anxiety, okay. But at least for those 10 minutes, I was, like, it was better than I was getting before. So the whole thing is, like, there's people that have done it for years, and they really, it's been, like, night and day for them. They sleep better. They are focused better. People say you should do it on an empty stomach. I mean, I do it obviously first thing in the morning, or I try to, so that's pretty much an empty stomach. But some people do it also twice a day or more, and that other time is supposed to be on an empty stomach too. Like, so I guess, like, so you're not like focused on your food or something. I don't know. It's like very holistic approaches to all these things. So obviously you can take what you want from it, but it does help. And I highly recommend it to anyone, whether you feel like you're stressed out or not. It's really, I mean, it doesn't hurt to try it.
Yeah, I agree. And so kind of on that topic was being less stressed out. I don't read a lot, but I've been trying to read more just to kind of get off my phone and kind of like focus on something else. So we wanted to share two of our favorite books that we read recently while we were in Mexico. Mine is not really an impressive read, but it was entertaining.
I mean, I want to read it now.
Yeah. It's Courtney Robertson's book from The Bachelorette. She was on The Bachelor, but she's a girl, obviously. And she was a contestant, and she wrote a book. I can't remember what the name is. I need to look this up. But
okay, well, I'll go into mine. You can look it up once you're done talking about it. So it will tell them why you like it so much.
Well, I like it because if you're a Bachelor or Bachelorette fan, you will love this book. She basically goes, if you guys haven't seen her season, she goes through basically her whole process from like the audition to being on the show to what happens afterwards. If you guys saw her season, I'm not trying to spoil it, but she did make it. She did was the winner. And so she goes into, literally the whole process. And she was kind of seen as the villain on the show, but she kind of tells her side. And it was just, if you watch the show, you'll really enjoy it. And it was a very easy read. Like, I read it in, like, 1 or 2 days. It was really, and I don't know. I just liked the book. I didn't really like her on the show, but it kind of made me like her more, if that makes any sense. I liked the book. I would recommend it. And it says, the book title, I found it now, is I Didn't Come Here to Make Friends, Confessions of a Reality Show Villain.
I don't really remember her that much.
Yeah, she's a model. I mean, she's gorgeous.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember her, like, when they got engaged, but I don't remember her being the villain.
And I know we kind of talked about The Bachelor, Bachelorette, in the last episode. So we're still watching, FYI. And we can keep talking about it, but we'll see that for next episode.
Okay, so my favorite book recently, I actually haven't finished it, but Alexis finished it, was Chip and Joanna Gaines' book from Fixer Upper on HGTV. I've been watching that show for forever, I feel like. And I also forgot the title of that one. We're very prepared this week.
Something Magnolia. Magnolia story.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Anyway, if you Google Chip and Joanna Gaines, it'll come up because it's, like, you know, very famous book right now for them. Anyway, I really like reading it so far. It talks – Joanna writes it, and then Chip, like, kind of, like, as usual on the show, he kind of, like, chimes in, and it's, like, in italics. I mean, you can tell when he's, like, talking. It doesn't say, like, oh, Chip, blah, blah. You just know that that's, like, the dynamic. And she starts off the book – I don't want to give too much away, but she talks about basically their whole background, how they all started, how they met, which I think is, like, so interesting.
Yeah.
I love reading out how people met.
Yeah. And, like, somebody started a book on a bunch of stories. I would read that.
Let's do it. We can make the money. And it'd be interesting. I love – money or not, I love learning about how people met and, like, their whole dating story. So she talks about that. She talks about, like, when they had kids and everything. And then also, more importantly, how they started their business and the whole, like, backstory. Because, like, as you know, with every business, any entrepreneur, they all have a whole story. They didn't just, like, out of the blue, just, like, make a business. So it's always a really cool story. And I really like it. I'm almost done with it. I really liked it. And so I recommend it if you're going to the beach or you just like to read a lot. It's a fun
read. It's an easy read. Yeah. Well, that is all we have this week. We will be back next week, I promise. We will be back next week and won't be waiting a week and a half to do another episode. If you guys have any podcast topics or anything you want us to talk about, please, please, please send us an email at doubledoseblog@gmail.com or you can DM us on Instagram @alexis.bellbell, @SamanthaBellbell, or on our Instagram page @AnExtraDosePodcast. And also, we would really appreciate if you rate and reviewed us on iTunes or just send us an email, giving us feedback. We would love either one of those. And we appreciate all you guys who are listening. We will talk to you soon. Bye.